This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Two men are dead after a single-engine plane crashed in southern Albemarle County this morning. The plane fell from the sky during a rainstorm after 11 o'clock, just off of Plank Road near U.S. 29. At the scene, I asked Sergeant Scott Cox with the Albemarle County Police Department to describe what happened.
What are we looking at?
We're looking at a single-engine prop airplane that has crashed into a field on a farm. We're about 150 yards south of Plank Road in North Garden. As a result of inclement weather, the small plane went down at this location. It wasn't like it tried to land and struggled for a while. It looks like it came straight down where it landed.
Wreckage from the plane centered around a group of trees in a field along a stream. Here's Albemarle County spokeswoman Lee Catlin with more details.
We had a call come in from someone in this area shortly before 11:30 this morning reporting the sounds of what appeared to be a plane crash. First units on the scene from North Garden Fire Department reported that there was indeed a plane crash and the plane was fully involved in flames. We had firefighters from a number of Albemarle County fire departments and from the city of Charlottesville, Albemarle County Fire Rescue, Charlottesville Rescue, County and City Police all on the scene. At this point, we have determined that it was a local plane involved in the crash. It was a single-engine plane. We don't have any details or confirmation at this point on the exact destination of the plane or its point of origin or what it was doing in the area. We do, at this point, are confirming that there were two occupants, two adult males, that are fatalities as a result of the plane crash. We do right now have a high degree of confidence in the identity of the parties involved, but because there is some out-of-state notification of family that needs to happen, we're not confirming any names or any identifying information. The weather at the time of the crash in this part of county, it was rainy, it was overcast and a low ceiling of visibility, but we don't at this point know whether that was a factor in the crash or not. We have contacted the FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board, the state police are on the scene, and the investigation will be continuing for some time to determine exactly what caused the plane crash.
Local fire departments are removing the bodies this afternoon for transport to the University of Virginia Medical Center for identification. A spokesman for the Virginia State Police say the next of kin are being notified. Officer Miller says the lead agencies for the investigation will be the National Transportation Safety Board and the Virginia State Police.
They're going to start working tonight, and they'll be working tomorrow as well. And right now I'm working on getting a notification of families. Once I've got notification of families, that sort of thing, I'd be happy to release any information.
We'll bring you more information on the story as it develops. This has been a report from the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs.